Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Which was found in hold luggage at Manchester Airport yesterday. Excuse me, I'd been flying to...
Phil, are you okay?
Oh, Phil.
Phil. Stay with
us. It's actually quite a serious story.
Hold on.
I had a bit of oatcake caught in the back there. So
it's still there.
It's still there. Hasn't gone. Anyway, he's going to appear in court next month, and Eubanks Jr. won the rematch on Saturday, if anyone cares.
Oh, God, you care, clearly.
Okay. For the latest analysis and opinion, download the updated version of the Off The Ball app now, and don't eat oatcakes before a bullet.
Mind
a
mind fit.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon. On Today FM. Yeah. Oh, baby, it's Monday, it's time to do a little show.
Oh, man, it's good to have you back.
Oh, thanks, nice to be back.
I'd Russell and Orla on.
Wow.
Like, from bad, the blind leading the blind, the bland leading the bland, I swear to God. Oh, my God. Dreadful carry-on.
Really?
Oh, Orla particularly. Can't stand that girl. Oh, she was all like...
You've said that behind her back to me many times before, Ray.
I'd always say it behind her back, but I never said to her face because I'm scared of her. Orla and Russell were on. JP was off getting the bum done.
I sure was, yeah.
He was getting a Kim Kardashian-style bum lift.
What do you think?
It's looking fantastic.
You could rest a pint on that.
And I will later on. We're going for beers after the show. No, we'll talk about it later. I know that's the only reason you've turned on Today FM this afternoon, to find out about JP's arse, and we will. Don't worry, relax yourself. We'll get to it later. Meantime, why is a chicken so funny?
Why is a chicken so funny?
We're about to find out the answer to that question in just a moment. Why is a chicken so funny? This is a baby lying down, and beside him is a child, a toddler, maybe slightly older than a toddler, perhaps his older brother, I'm guessing. And he asks the baby, why is a chicken so funny?
Okay.
And as he answers the question, he sort of flicks the baby's chin, just there, like on his chin, kind of does a little boop, boop on the baby's chin. Why is a chicken so funny? It's a question he asked the baby. Now listen.
Why is a chicken so funny?
Did you hear that? Why is a chicken so funny?
Heard it.
Why is a chicken so funny? What?
He goes, because a chicken goes, because.
Oh, I get it. That's clever from a baby.
It's not the baby. It's the older child is doing the gag. The baby's just laughing. I could listen to that all day.
Paying out thousands in cash and playing the music you love.
Guys, great news. I just hit the wrong button again.
Cool, we're on a roll.
All right, this is Today FM.
No way.
Oh my God.
Come here. Is the cash machine happening today, right?
Today FM's
cash machine.
John Paul, I'm so glad you're back.
Thanks.
It's €10,293.19. Hold that phone for... I'm stupid. It doesn't help that I'm stupid.
No.
Kylie Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe, Baby. Today FM, play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Welcome to Monday. It's a sunny day. Crank up Today FM with great summer tunes and great music. I've got the best music all day long. This is ridiculous. If I was the other DJs on Today FM, I'd be all like...
Look at me, I mean, Jameson. I'm like, why you play the best music today? Oh, Pamela's noise. Oh, look at me, I'm Pamela's noise.
I've seen the playlist and it is a cut above.
It's a cracker today, yeah. I've got to tell you. Do you ever pick up your phone to check something or do something and then 5 minutes later you go, what did I pick up the phone for?
Oh, yeah.
Because in all that time you've been doing something else on the phone instead of doing the thing that you were doing.
You're just scrolling.
It's just ridiculous.
To be distracted, yeah.
It's ridiculous, lads. It's just gone beyond a joke. The gang's on your mind. Great to have JP back in the building. He was off at the doctor's on Friday. Are we doing this now or do you want to do it? Loads of people were texting actually about the gunk you drink before a colonoscopy.
Yeah, sachets.
Sachets?
Yeah, tasted like salpidine.
Really?
Yeah, not bad.
So was it fizzy then?
Yeah, it was super fizzy.
Oh.
It actually turned the cold. It turned the cold water warm.
Because of the fizz?
Because of the fizz and the reactions taking
place inside. Chemical reaction inside in it, wow. Now, people were texting in saying, yeah, he needs to take, he should take extra time off because when you take that, you need to be near, close to a toilet.
Well, I didn't experience any cramps, but when the action was about to commence, it was very sudden. There
all
was
right.
very little warning.
There was no, like...
No, it wasn't like, oh, I feel like something's about to happen. It was like, oh, okay, now we're doing
we're
this.
We're there, okay.
We're there.
Right.
It was like cleaning out the lines in a pub.
What?
Cleaning out the lines in a pub, you know, so you can get a good pint.
Oh, the lines,
when they
right.
drive that liquid through the lines in a pub, the pipes.
I was like, I've never been to a pub with lions in it.
No, it was...
I mean, that would just be weird.
It was fully
right,
effective.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys. Jesus Christ, where did that lion come from? Just here having a pint and a bag of potato. Cleaning out the lines. So then you went in on Saturday then for your colonoscopy, was it?
I went in on Saturday. Do you want the whole tale now, the whole story?
Well, actually, do you know what? It's you know what? This is a useful discussion to have for men that might be... Because we've talked before about awareness and you not being shy about going up there and getting into it, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Well, this was like the second date. I'd already had the first experience at the GP's. And now it was like the proper date.
I did explain it for everyone on Friday as well, that it was, you had discussed this before. The doctors, the couple of doctors you've spoken to have told you, you're grand, there isn't anything to worry about, but for an abundance of caution.
Yeah.
Did they approach your rear end on Saturday with an abundance of caution?
I would say so, yeah. I felt respected. Yeah. I felt validated. I felt heard. It was fine.
Were you awake?
I was like fully awake. I'm not even joking. So I go
in.
Are
you supposed to be awake?
Well, I mean, I got sedated. I could feel the sedation, the liquid, the cold liquid going into my arm. So I said, oh, I feel that now. And then I'm expecting this blissful moment where I'm high as a kite and zonked out. Never happened.
High as a kite, zonked out, and getting his bum foostered with.
But I was so...
For all the right reasons.
All the right... Guys.
For this time, it's a Saturday afternoon and his bum has been foostered with for all the right reasons.
Yeah. So I'm wheeled into the procedure room. I'm wearing these sort of string vest knickers. So they're like see-through. My first experience of those, very breathable.
I've had those, yeah.
They give me the sedation. I'm wide awake. I was so awake, the nurse was having a conversation with me about electric picnic.
Right.
And the fact that I wouldn't be safe to drive after the procedure to go down to Stradbally if I so wished. But, and this was where it got weird, she did say, however... I believe today is National Cinema Day, so tickets are only €4. And I'm like, we talked about this on the show.
Were you like, is this, are we on air?
Yeah.
Are we live?
Hang on a second, were you listening?
Are you a nurse or are you a radio DJ?
Yeah. She also said to me beforehand, she said, by the way, the doctor you have.
By the way, love the show.
She didn't quite go that far. She said, the doctor you have, this is his speciality, so nothing to worry about. I tried to make a joke. I said, well, I'm glad he's not an optician. It didn't really land. She didn't even give me a pity laugh. It just went nowhere. So,
I like it. You get a prescription, a glasses prescription for your arse.
So anyway, I'm in the procedure room. I can see more or less what's going on the big screen. So I'm fully invested in what's happening. And at one point, the nurse again says, well, I was in a little bit of discomfort because I wasn't really fully sedated. So once they started properly rooting around, I could feel it, like up towards my chest almost.
I don't need that now. I don't need that.
So I could...
No,
I could...
no, nobody needs that. I don't need that.
Okay.
I'm queasy now. Don't be giving me...
He's going. Your face is changing colour.
No, but I'm saying, I'm not joking. And there are people listening who don't want to hear it either.
Okay.
So as long as this is light and fluffy and you can joke about it, fine. But once we actually get into details,
but it led
you're going to have to read JP's blog, okay? So,
my ass blog.
You're going to have to subscribe to his YouTube channel. Smash the subscribe button, guys.
So anyway.
No, seriously, I'm not joking. I don't want...
Okay, so we've mentioned the discomfort and she said, oh, that's because you have a very bendy colon. I was not expecting to hear that.
People have told me that for years.
Can you say that in 2023, you have a very bendy colon? I'm getting colon shamed here. I was like, a bit uncomfortable. So anyway, it happened really quick. I was wheeled back out. I was eating again within half an hour. I was wide awake the whole way through.
But was it... They must have given you enough for not to be sore or really, really uncomfortable. Again, I don't need too much detail, but...
We've gone into the discomfort.
Comfort, yeah.
I knew something was going on. It was like...
It was uncomfortable. Was it sore?
It was like if you were having a massage from the inside out.
Ooh. Where'd you get it done now exactly? Do I need to be referred?
Who's your guy?
Do I need to be referred on? So, did they find anything? Aside from your arse, did they find
anything? They did. They found a little nugget of treasure. Apparently, this happens in about 40% of cases, so it's quite a high number. They found what they call a polyp, which is a little lump, and they send it off for analysis, a biopsy. You get the results in a couple of weeks. The doctor was at pains to say, this is quite normal. It's highly unlikely there'll be a problem. We'll have the results back.
Cut to JP bricking it for the next 2 or 3 weeks until you hear back. He's self-diagnosed now. That's it. He's dying. We're going to lose JP at any moment. We should treasure him while we have him.
Well, you say that, but helpfully and luckily, I am bricking it again because I was a bit constipated.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Thank you once again. There's a line to the amount of information I want to hear. So you can only imagine what it's like for the listeners. He's all good, guys. This is Lily Allen. On today, FM. Alan LDN, this is Today FM as the sun shines. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. It's my name, and there's JP.
Hello.
Lily Allen, of course, the daughter of Keith Allen. Did you know that?
That's a supreme pop factoid for you.
There's a little fact for you this afternoon. Comedian and musician. And, of course, the sister of Alfie Allen, the renowned actor and star of Game of Thrones.
Two facts for you.
What have I got for you? Oh, here's a new fact for you. Here's something worth celebrating, actually. RTE announces new presenters taking over the 6, 1 and 9 o'clock news.
Okay.
This is news released this morning. RTE has announced a new lineup for the news programmes. Journalist Sharon Tobin will join David McCullough as the new permanent presenting team for the flagship 6, 1 news from today. And broadcaster Ray Kennedy's going to be on the 9 o'clock news in rotation with Sharon Ní Fhealaine. Of course, we love Sharon Tobin.
Big fans.
She was on, I thought she was only on a couple of weeks ago with us. Turns out it was over a year ago.
It was, yeah.
Absolute shock, shock.
Is she our favourite RT, Sharon?
No, my wife would be, first of all. Remember, let's not poop where we eat, John Paul. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, is that Sharon?
Yes,
hello.
Hi.
Sharon, it's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Big day today.
Yeah, you could say that. The difference yesterday.
Yeah! Sharon's got the gig, ladies and gentlemen. It's only taken 50,000 years and a consistent campaign on my part, screaming for her to land the 6-1 news. But finally, they've given her the big... Well, do you know what? You've been filling in on it so many times. You've done it more than any of the rest of the full-timers have ever done it.
Well, you know what? It's really nice to be starting a job and not feel like you're starting a job. So
this is it, yeah. You're well able. So the announcement is today. How long has this been in the pipeline, you getting the 6-1 news?
A little while. It's been kind of busy around here over the last couple of months or so.
Really?
So,
what's been going on in RTE the last couple of months?
You know, this and that, you know.
You've been busy in the newsroom covering
we're always busy in the newsroom.
Always.
This is the thing. The newsroom is the newsroom. It's a new day every day.
You've read the news with McCullough before. He's going to be your tele-husband now. How do you work together? How do you get on?
Oh, listen, David's great. The man is whip smart. He's a great colleague and he has the best side eye of anyone I've ever seen.
He does, absolutely. Has he ever given you the side eye or a knowing glance of...
He probably has, but I've probably been looking ahead into the camera, into the auto queue when he's done it, so I probably haven't seen him do it.
That's it, eyes on the prize, Sharon. That's you. You're a consummate professional. You won't be looking away from the prompter. So how are you feeling today then with the announcement that you got? Are you happy?
I'm thrilled, right? Look, this is great. It's just, you know yourself, you start out in this game and you work for next to nothing. You do all the jobs that come your way. You hope that it'll work out. And when it does, it's a thrill. And it's a massive honour. This is a really huge, it's an important job in Irish journalism. And I'm just delighted, honoured to be in people's living rooms in the evening, you know?
I've been running this campaign for years. Put her full time in the 6-1 is ridiculous. And all of the absolute dregs down through the years, Sharon. I'm the only one that'll say it, that they've put on. I'd say, you don't have to say it, Sharon, I'll say it.
Not going to say it, no.
I'll say, Sharon, you don't have to say it, I'll say it. Yeah. That they've put on down through the years, and I thought, you know what, it's about time. Is this a Backhurst thing? Is he finally sorted out now? Is this what it is? Yeah. He's finally doing the right thing by the news?
Oh, I think, listen, well, you put in your hours here and you hope it pays off. And look, today it's paid off.
Sharon, what's the company car situation for the 6-1 presenters? Are you being looked after?
No, listen.
Don't go into that.
This is newsroom. This is a staff job. Very different. I'm on a grade.
it's worth noting, but particularly with my missus working inside in the newsroom as well.
Exactly, in case, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I get my ass kicked when I start suggesting you're on freebies. But listen,
no,
of course,
we're absolutely not.
We wanted to ring, say congrats, say fair play. It's about time. And are you on tonight?
Yes, I am on tonight.
Excellent.
I have a news meeting in exactly 30 seconds I have to go into.
In that case, we'll let you go. Thanks for making it.
Thank you so much.
No bother. Congratulations.
Well done.
The new 6-1.
Asking me difficult questions, right?
Hello, Jess. Bong, 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 bong. Congratulations and celebrations. Go on, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Foley. She really shouldn't have said dregs. I don't think that was necessary. Providing home care for the people. Bye, Jess. Bye. Back to News Talk with you. Back to the News Talk dungeon. Give it up. Hanson and Umbop, Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley with you. Yeah. That was a roll call, actually. Ray, on show, JP.
On show.
Hi, Ray. I hope you have a soft cushion for JP, just in case he's not fully recovered. Loving the show. Hey, from Paddy on show. Lads, love, love, love Sharon. Love her outfits. Delighted for her. Great to see her on the 6-1. Well, this is Sharon Tobin starting on the 6-1 news. She's confirmed she's going to be the full-time co-presenter now. In fairness, like I say, she's done more of them than any of the actual full-timers.
She served her time, yep.
It's about time. This is Backhurst now. He's sorting it out. This is it.
New broom.
New broom. Getting things done. Sorting out. Root and branch.
He's got a lot of sweeping left to do, though, doesn't he? A lot of sweeping left to do with that broom.
Hi, Ray. I thought Russell was fantastic last week. I say it. In time, he could be even better than JP.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nepotism being as such, we'll never see that day. From Stuart and Donna Bays. Love the show. Hey, do you know what, actually, Stuart? You're dead right. This is an RTE. This is a closed shop. It's all about who you know, Stuart.
Jobs for the boys.
It's all about who you know and who you're related to. Yeah. That's the problem, you see. If Backhurst were in here, he'd be kicking our soul. Do you know what? We need a new broom in here, I tell you. Mm. Throwing you into the dustpan of Irish radio, JP. Yeah. I'm bringing in some fresh new hot talent, like Russell.
Yeah, doesn't nepotism work, though, where I would be related to you then?
You're my nepo baby, very much so. And isn't he adorable? Isn't he gorgeous? Right, what are we doing?
Gonna do the McDonald's McWheel.
Oh, yes. We're gonna spin the wheel again. Lovely. I love it.
It's Monday. So the Monday McWheel of McDonald's McFortune. I've got the wrong sheet. Sorry. There it is.
I have it.
I tell you what, Russell runs a tighter ship than this.
He sure does. JP's ship is loose. His ship is loose. It's like a big boat. Today, we're teaming up with McDonald's to help families make lifelong memories. We want you to get out and enjoy all the family time you can on this fabulous, sunny autumn day. Is it autumn officially now?
It's like an Indian summer, isn't it?
Top off the perfect days out with a visit to your local McDonald's restaurant or order via McDelivery right to your home. You can spin the McWheel of Autumn. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
We've rebranded it.
Sure.
Because it's autumn now.
Yeah.
Okay. We've loaded up the McWheel of Summer. With lots of great family prizes. And we're calling it the McWheel of Autumn now.
Yeah.
We're going to spin the wheel. Well, you're going to spin the wheel down the line. If you want to play, text McDonald's, along with your name and where you're from. Keep it nice and easy. McDonald's, your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
I'll get you on in a couple of minutes. Weekend and can't feel my face. This is Today FM playing the music you love. How's it going? All right, the McDonald's McWheel of McAutumn. We're spinning the wheel. We've got the wheel here. It's loaded up with great family excursions. And we want you to get out and enjoy all the family time you can on this Indian summer. With the weather as glorious as it is, the sun splitting the stones. And you can top off the perfect days with a visit to your local McDonald's restaurant or order via McDelivery right to your home.
Where am I ringing now?
We're going to call Galway.
Want to do the text in and register and then...
It's ringing. should be Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Ray. How are you?
Oh, I'm only all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. What? I'm just collecting my daughter Amber from school. We're just on our way home in the car.
Oh, how old is Amber?
Amber is 11.
Hello, Amber.
Ray said hi, Amber.
Hi.
I'm going to put you on speakerphone. 1 second.
Amber's like, whatever.
She's not into this at all.
No. She's like, just get me to McDonald's.
Yeah. This is wet. Mom, stop embarrassing me.
Mother, this is a waste of my time. what school do you go to, Amber?
Ballandery National School.
Oh, and who's your teacher?
Maria Murphy.
Do you call her Maria?
No.
No, so it's Miss Murphy then, is it?
She's one of the good ones.
Mrs. Murphy.
Yeah.
She's sound. Yeah, she's Miss Murphy's sound. Yeah. Did she give you homework?
Yeah.
Are you joking me? First week back and you're already getting homework. Oh, second week back now, isn't it, today?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it, so. Oh, that's Moni Murphy for you. With a... Well, the meanie Moni Murphy.
I don't think so.
Miss Murphy's a lovely teacher.
Miss Murphy's cool. All right, fair enough. Right then, ladies, here we go. We need you to spin the wheel for us. We've got loads of great excursions with McDonald's on the wheel. All you got to do is spin it. We need you to make kind of a grunting noise together. Like,
yeah, a big hoosh.
So a big kind of, right? So ready? 3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Oh, that's a little bit.
That's a legal spin.
That's a legal spin.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh my word, it's not.
Is it?
Girls, you have won a family ticket to Fota Wildlife Park for two adults and two children. This is Fota in Cork, including overnight accommodation at a 4-star hotel and breakfast as well, all thrown in, all with thanks to our friends Amanda!
Oh, fantastic! Yes. Wow!
That's a grand Monday prize, isn't it?
That is unbelievable on this lovely sunny day.
Well, you can plan your trip and have a lovely time, and we put you up and you can go and enjoy Fota and let us know how you get on, won't you?
Oh, we surely will, yeah.
Cool. Fantastic. Beans. Well, congratulations. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Girls. No, it's too late. No, don't yay them now. Don't yay them now. No.
It's gone. The prize is gone, guys.
That's it. I'm taking the prize back. I'm going to Fota myself. Congratulations, ladies. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Asking how you're doing now. How's the dream
crusher bleeding me dry like a damn vampire? What a song. Today FM, Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. Your total on the cash machine one more time is €10,293.19. If you got your text in, good luck. We could be calling you in a few minutes. If you haven't, you've got 2 minutes and 8 seconds to get it.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
That was great, that was.
No, that was slick. I liked it.
Just the way I did the maths off the top of my head. Like,
yeah, and I went like dead silent after the song, so I'll give you that moment to be dramatic about the...
Did you like that?
The cash total, yeah.
Do you know what? Thanks, man. That means a lot. Because you're not great at giving me compliments.
The opportunity doesn't come up that often.
I'm playing Will Smith next.
A crown trade. We asked.
Now it's 22 to 25 degrees today. FM News. The more for
gratitude. Let's do some gratitude. What are you grateful for, Ben? Ben, what are you grateful for?
Speaking to you and JP every day.
Really? Okay. Pretty grim, then, isn't it? No judgment. No, this is a safe space.
Thanks for sharing,
JP. Ben. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful.
This is healthy, by the way. This is really healthy.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do. They say it's kind of like you should stop every day and count the things that you're grateful for.
I'm grateful that I get to
work. What are you grateful for if you wanted to...
Right.
It's
are you trying to get an answer out of me here or something?
No.
Okay.
Because it's healthy. It's really good for your mental health.
No, I get that. It's an opportunity for me to say something.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So... I tell you what, I'll leave it with you because
Ray Foley.
It's really good for you.
Thanks.
No, it's a good thing. You should try and spend. Just take a moment every day.
Right.
Just take a little bit of time for yourself and just stop and think, what are you grateful for?
Thanks, man.
What? You're welcome. Anything for you, bro. You could be grateful for over 10 grand in the cash machine this afternoon. That's coming up. You're marked, ready, set, let's go. Anne-Marie on your Wire and 2002 Today FM playing the music you love. Am I getting crow's feet there? Just there. What do you think?
Are crow's feet the same as laughter lines?
Laughter lines, crow's feet, little baby wrinkles.
I'm 42 now, man. I'm 43 this month. Cheekers.
Oh, that was a subtle reminder that I need to get you something.
Not at all. No.
Do you want me to get you something to get rid of those crow's feet?
I'm at an age now where, there's a birthday every week at this stage, it feels like. They just come around faster and faster.
Mm.
I suppose aesthetically, though, I need to be more kind of, I'm just thinking about a nip and a tuck.
Right. I don't know if that look that you're pulling off there would be successful.
Sylvester Stallone's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie. Yeah, Jackie. Oh my God, Jackie. Yeah. Jackie.
I would say for men of a certain age, you and I, we're relatively wrinkle-free.
It's not even men of a certain age that's talking about this. This article. This is men as young as 20, men as young as men in their 20s. My God, it's easy to say. Men in their 20s are getting Botox and nips and tucks and a little bit of cosmetic procedures just right. To keep themselves... I wonder, is it a social media thing? Because you're looking at yourself more. Remember when I got the braces done?
Yeah.
My teeth. That was because I'd seen myself on the social media and or on Zoom calls as well and seen my teeth being wonky on the bottom, so I thought I'd get them sorted.
Job done.
But now it's the crow's feet. Botox injections are increasingly appealing to male customers, Gen Zers in particular. It's reflected in the emergence of the Brotox trend.
Oh.
The Brotox hashtag on social media. A mashup of brother and Botox. Yeah, thanks for that, yeah. Because we're stupid. We would never have gotten that. Let me call my Brotox guy. Please hold. This is, hang on, put him on line two there. This is Thomas Cryan. Two, yeah, sorry. Two's over there.
It's ringing.
And he's, hello?
Hello there.
Hello, is that Thomas?
That is, that's right.
Hello, Thomas. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
Are you a doctor?
I am, that's right.
Dr. Thomas Cryan, and you work at a therapy clinic in Malahide in Dublin. Well, I've been reading the statistics and the story of more and more young men going for the Brotox. This is men in particular, I suppose. We've always kind of thought it'd be women of a certain age that would be getting the nip and the tuck and the Botox and the injections or whatnot. But now it's becoming more and more common with men. Have you seen that?
It definitely is. I mean, men have been getting it for quite a while, but we've definitely seen a rise in the last couple of years. So interestingly, a lot of that change has really occurred since the pandemic. So in therapy clinic where I work, pre-pandemic, we would have had about 2% of our patients being male. So this has more than doubled in the last 2 to 3 years. So some of our clinics have up to 20% men attending. So it's changing and it's increasing, and it's expected to continue to rise over the next 5-10 years at least. So it's definitely a positive thing.
Did you say from 2 to 20?
In some of our clinics, we're seeing up to 20% men, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a big change.
When you say it's since the pandemic, what is it particularly about the pandemic? I was making the observation that it was Zoom calls or social media or seeing, particularly my teeth was the issue. I know we're not talking about teeth, but that's why I got my teeth sorted. Is that what it is with the younger men as well?
It is. It's definitely a big factor for that, because at the time it sort of coined the term Zoom talks. So a lot of people started transitioning to remote working. They're relying on Zoom and Teams. I think this had implications for people's awareness of their appearance during meetings and calls. So that was definitely one of the spurring factors or motivating factors for people, for men starting these treatments, women included.
And are there influencers behind it? Like, is it like they're seeing their favourite, I don't know, sports stars or whatever, getting it done, and then they're like, oh, maybe I'll get a bit of that myself?
I think that's definitely part of it. I mean, social media has played a massive part in this over the last couple of years. So we're seeing more people talk about it, more celebrities talking about it. People talking about it on TikTok, podcasts, TV. So that's all contributed to the normalization of these type of treatments, and it's made it more accessible for men in getting these kind of treatments done. So I think that's definitely been part of the motivating factor as well.
When a young guy comes in, well, you see, I'm thinking, well, it's not just Botox, is it? Do you do other treatments as well with your younger guys or young men?
It is, yeah. The Botox is definitely the most popular thing that people sort of request or sort of want to get done. But there's other treatments like dermafiller treatments, prescription, non-prescription based skincare, in-clinic treatments. So it's a whole host of treatments. Usually most people would start with Botox. Once they like the results of that, they're sort of more confident to progress onto more advanced things.
Try other things as they're getting older, I suppose. I'm 43 now, and obviously I'm in the prime prime of life, and I've I look sensational. If I was to come into you now, would you? Well, I suppose you're in the business of giving, injections and fillers and whatever it is that people need to be done. But would you be? Would you, if I didn't need it, or if you felt that actually, do you know what? You're probably all right for another couple of years. Come back to me then, or would you be like? Would you be brutally honest with me and say, look, now is the time to be pursuing this?
I think it's very personal and it's very individual based on whoever's sitting in front of us in the consultation. I think the most important thing is attending a consultation with a healthcare professional who can give you proper advice. So in my clinic, the average age of men attending for their first consultation in the clinic is around 39, 40 years of age.
Okay, right. But so they're not kids then. It's not like there's a 22-year-old coming in and saying, I need you to do me eyes or whatever. Right.
That would be very unusual, yeah. But it's a wide range. So some maybe late 20s. Other people up to their late 60s. So it's definitely a wide range of people that sort of come in and want to get it done.
Right, okay. And you can give them some fair advice on it. What would the other applications be then for Botox? Because it's kind of used in other health applications, aren't there?
Exactly. So, I mean, Botox is a whole host of benefits. It's been around since kind of the late 1970s. So it's used for medical reasons since then. So it's used in muscle spasms, contractures for people with cerebral palsy, brain injuries, stroke. It can be injected into the bladder for people with overactive bladder, chronic migraine, vocal cords, jaw muscle if you grind your teeth, under the arms if you have excess sweating. So it has a whole host of reasons. Then obviously a cosmetic point of view, it can be injected into facial muscles if you want to get a fresher, more youthful appearance, help signs of aging and that kind of thing.
What about the frozen forehead or the sort of the can't smile? I've noticed that person they must have gotten the Botox because they're not able to show their emotions or whatever. Has the technology improved over the last number of years that people that's not happened to people anymore?
I think the training has definitely improved. I think most of those kind of sort of frozen heads, as you call them, are the result of sort of a poor quality treatment. Really, these treatments are non-surgical treatments. They should be undetectable. They should be natural. You shouldn't be able to tell immediately that somebody has had these treatments because really they're just an extension of self-care, how you look after your skin. You're looking after your kind of general wellness. For the most part, it should be really undetectable and really natural. I think that's what most people, and most men in particular, have a fear that it's going to look very obvious, and it shouldn't do once you get it done well.
Yeah, and go to the right people, I suppose. I might get my head frozen, so, JP, what do you think? Yeah,
he's ripe for it, Doc. He's ripe for
it. It's time to get me done. Listen, thanks so much for taking it. It's fascinating. I suppose it's only going to grow the particular area of men, the Brotox trend, as they're saying with the younger men. Therapyclinic.ie. Dr. Thomas Crine, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Much obliged, sir.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Right, sun is shining, and it sure is. Bob Marley, Funk Star Deluxe. Come on. This is the FM. I'm not smiling anymore now. Well, I am smiling, just can't tell.
Scissor Sisters. I don't feel like dancing on today FM. Or we play the music you love.
Across the Big Brother, all rise to greet your Queen Mother.
What? Oh, no, no, there's someone there!
Hey.
Oh, my God, Jackie!
Yeah, Bracky.
That's what I'm going to look like. Look like when once I get the filler and the Botox, I'm going, yeah, Jackie. Yeah, Jackie. Did you not watch Big Brother?
I did.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
When Jackie Stallone came into the house.
Yeah, Bracky.
0874-100-102. Ed in Kilkenny's been on. He says, Ray, we were talking about younger men getting Botox. It's called Brotox, apparently. And clinics are seeing a surge in young men getting the little bit of filler, a little bit of nip tuck, a little bit of Botox, getting rid of the wrinkles. We're talking to Dr. Thomas Cryan at the therapy clinic in Malahide. Remember when plastic surgery was a taboo subject? Now, though, you mention Botox and nobody raises an eyebrow.
Hey!
Paul says, fun fact, Ray, almost all of the world's Botox is manufactured in Westport in Mayo. From Paul, I heard that. Is it specifically in Westport? Is there a place near Ballina as well?
I think there's a massive plant very near Westport, all right, yeah.
Yeah. Ursula's over there as well. Ursula. 0874-100-102. Ursula.
Hey, Ray and the gang. Yeah. I have a suggestion here. What about we reduce the school holidays to just maybe like 2 or 3 weeks in July?
Right.
Maximum 3 weeks. Two probably is better.
It is great that they're back though, isn't it? It is unbelievable. I spent the whole morning. Look at me, I'm sunburnt. This is why I need the Botox.
Yeah.
I'm not looking after my skin properly. Need some SPF on there. Spent the whole morning sitting there. Drop the kids. My kids' school starts at 8:30.
Oh, that's early.
So it's 25 to nearly 20 to 9. And I'm home. I've got a hot mug of Nescafe Gold Blend. I've taken the folding chair from the back, you know, the folding lounge chair from the back garden.
Go on.
I've taken out the front of the house.
Go on.
And I'm outside the front door.
Jeez.
In shorts and a t-shirt.
Jeez.
And the sun baiting down on top
Jesus.
Of me.
That's living.
They're back in school now.
Maximum 3 weeks. Two probably is better. Imagine the weather we'd have.
So hang on a second. So you're saying because they're back in school, we'll get amazing weather. Ursula, you're not factoring in the leaving cert. I think here's my suggestion, right? We should alternate between leaving cert exams and the kids going back. So take them out frequently enough. And then when they're out, we'll do a state exam of some kind.
They'd love that, yeah.
And then put them back in again. Mm. Then the weather would be gorgeous. We get a good... It'll never rain for the whole summer. So we alternate week in, week out. Week on, week off. Leaving cert for a week. Kids home. Kids back in.
Science, guys. It's science.
And then in and out for the whole summer. We get a lovely summer.
And you wouldn't have to, like... Parents wouldn't have to entertain their kids all summer as well. Yeah. I know the teachers will kick up a fuss, but they've had it good for a long time, so, you know.
Yeah, we should run it by the teachers' unions, actually, before we start making any long-term decisions with regard to our children's education over the summer. Should probably give them a vote. What do you think?
I think we should do it. I think we should have a vote.
Let's just go for it. Come on.
Ray Foley.
Ursula for Taoiseach.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
We had a barbecue last night.
Did you?
We had our second barbecue of 2023 last night. That is that kind of thing though as well, isn't it? When it's like you get that last little bit of burst of a good weather in September, you're like, do you know, lads, we haven't used that barbecue all year. We better fire it up. Stay here. Your cash machine call's on the way. And Dua Lipa next.
75,000.
Giving me. Jazza. Giving me. Today FM, playing the music you love. Hiya, Jared. Ray Foley's my name. There's my good friend, JP.
Right here, yeah. Hi.
Hiya, Jared. So, big excitement about fun facts this afternoon because we're handing over the fun fact mantle to you, our beloved listeners.
Fun facts on Today FM.
Yeah, that's right. The big, big radio bit that everyone talks about when they hear it. Because when you hear a fact, you're like, did you know that? I had no idea.
It's not just our show, it's your show too.
But it's really my show.
Right.
The luxury four-star Gaumont Hotel and Spa in the very heart of Galway City is the perfect spot for exploring the best the city has to offer, including shopping,
traveling.
It's just what you said, right?
Well, effectively, what we've done is we've outsourced the content for the show to you at home.
It's over to you, our beloved listener.
Yeah. It's time for a fun fact.
Would you like some of the listeners' fun facts?
I'd love one.
The best fun fact today gets a lovely break in the Gaumont Hotel. TheGaumont.com. Fun fact, a group of crows is called a murder. From Dimna Monaghan in County Sligo. Dimna, I'm... Yeah, okay, fine.
I don't mind that fact.
It's fine, and I don't mean to be critical, and I know you're doing
your
best.
You're about to be, yeah.
I'm not... I don't mean to be critical, but I am going to be. The fun facts... Yeah, fine, it's a fun fact, fine. But it needs to be something that people wouldn't know, like.
Yeah. There are no bad ideas, and much in the same way, there are no bad fun facts, right?
But that is a bad fun fact, because I would like it to be something that it's like, wow, jeekers. Not like, Yeah, I know a murder of crows is what a collective of crows is.
I feel
is.
Like your attitude is going to have a chilling effect on the fun
fact,
right?
David says, fun fact, half the people born in Ireland in the 1930s emigrated to England in the 1950s.
There is fun dripping out of that one, isn't there, David? Yeah, cheers.
Emigration. From David Walsh in Count Middleton. This is Kira in sunny Donegal. Kira says, fun fact, Venus is the only planet that spins clockwise. And then she has an owl emoji for some unknown reason. And then she says, from Kira in sunny Donegal, Diana in Drumalig says, no two giraffes in the world have the same pattern. They are all unique, just like a human's fingerprint. Diana, you've done it. That is a fantastic fun fact. Finally one that piques my interest.
You're very unpredictable as to what you're going to find interesting or otherwise.
I think you did a great job there, Diana.
Let's fun fact your face.
We're madly fun facting your face this afternoon. Got a couple of voice notes as well. If you want Philly's over Philly.
Here's a fun fact, lads.
Go on.
Australia is actually wider than the moon.
We've had a dozen texts and WhatsApps.
Yep.
People saying that Australia is wider than the moon. Did Dave Moore do that today or something? And did everyone just learn this today?
Must be the fun fact of the day.
It's ridiculous. The amount of people going, oh, Australia's wider than the moon. Are you joking? Are you having a laugh with us?
Here's a fun fact, lads.
Yeah.
Australia is actually wider than the moon.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about that?
I think it's fine.
From Philly in Kilkenny. Love the show, lads.
Hey, cheers, Philly. Love you too. And I know you did your best. Catherine Loud says, rats laugh if you tickle them.
Have you tickled a rat, Ray?
Hang on a second. Rat laughing.
Are you fact checking, Catherine?
Here we go. This is YouTube. Here we go now.
A tickle can send a rat into a fit of giggles.
Oh, dirty things.
New research reveals what goes on in a rat's brain during a tickle attack.
I just want to hear it.
For Scientific American, no. This is Catherine Caruso.
Catherine, can you just, don't bore us, get
scientists
to the...
Knew rats.
Hang on, I thought Catherine was in love.
Especially on their backs and bellies. A tickled rat lets out tiny giggles, too high for us to hear.
Oh, we can't hear it. It's ultrasonic giggles.
Special microphones captured the squeaks so they could be replayed in a lower register.
Someone's actually tickling a rat. Someone, some researcher somewhere in some university in a white coat and a clipboard and those goggles has, and they've got the gloves on and they're tickling rats and they're videoing it.
For us to hear. Special microphones captured the squeaks so they could hear be played in a lower register.
Yeah.
Belly and back.
Dirty things. Oh my God.
Back tickles elicited giggles galore.
Oh no.
Tail tickles?
Oh
not
no.
So much.
I tell you what. When I call Rentakill, you won't be giggling then, will you?
Yeah.
Giggle now, Mickey. Oh, you dirty thing.
Let's fun fact your face.
That's what we're trying to do, Stephen. Shane O'Looney in Galway. He says the River Corrib is the second fastest flowing river in Europe and is also one of the shortest. Shane, the Corrib is very fast, frighteningly fast, it has to be said. I used to go to school just beside it, and I'd have to concur. I have remarked, even as a child, looking at the Corrib, the pace of the river flowing, particularly on a wet day, very fast, scary. And Martin says, speaking of speed, Martin says, farts travel at an average speed of 7 miles per hour. That's... at source, isn't it, Martin?
How you mean? I'd
well,
say
it doesn't keep going, like.
No.
It's not still travelling.
It's not still travelling around the globe. It doesn't circumnavigate the Earth, right?
It just keeps going.
Is that what the jet stream is? Oh, okay.
Get on Twitter. Get on X.
Hey, it's ringing.
Who are you making me ring here?
This is Barry.
Barry Dunn.
No, different Barry.
Well, lads.
Barry.
How's it going?
Facts. We're going mad for the facts. Are you loving the facts today?
Loving the facts.
Are you?
Did you hear the rats laughing?
No.
Oh, it was horrific. It was, oh, they're disgusting. The bubonic plague. That's why they're giggling. Because they gave the humanity, they nearly wiped out half of humanity.
Yeah.
How are you, love?
I'm grand. How are you?
Only all right. Where are you?
I'm in Clonmel.
In Clonmel, I've heard of it. And what are you doing today?
I'm in work.
What do you work as?
I fix phones.
Oh, a phone fixer?
Yes.
I do work for a phone shop or something?
I do, yeah.
Which one?
Fuzzed Up.
What?
Fuzzed Up.
Fuzzed Up?
Yeah.
She can't be saying that on daytime radio. There's children listening.
I know, yeah.
I've been trying to update my iOS software, my iPhone, to 16.6, and it just won't update. Can I get you after this call? Will you do me a solid? Grant.
I will. Call into me.
I'll chat to you later.
Please get in the car to Clonmel this afternoon. Barry, give us a fun fact there, will you?
The literal translation for jellyfish in Irish is smuglerone, which literally translates to seal snot.
Muglerone.
Smuglerone. I'm probably murdering that now, but my wife will kill me. She's an Irish teacher.
Is she back at work, is she?
She's back in work, yeah.
I'd say she's like an antichrist, is she?
She's not too pleased, Ray, no.
Well, I tell you what, for yourself and your snotty, seal snotty-nosed wife, I have for you a lovely break and go in the Galmont Hotel in Spa.
Absolutely delighted. Thanks, lads.
Enjoy that. Listen, brother, thanks for taking the call and enjoy the break. TheGalmont.com.
One more thing, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey!
Cheers, man. Stay on the line. JP needs you to fix his phone.
Yeah.
This is Today FM, Danny OG, as the sun shines over Ireland. You're on Today FM. Perfect sunshine music, Dario G, Sunshine on Today FM. Playing the music you love, and that is another sensational broadcast for a Monday afternoon. It has to be sent.
Can we get more sunny day music tomorrow? Because I believe the weather's going to be good all week.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
I can make no promises. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah,
we didn't get to do Dario 5G, where Sunshine DJ of Dario G tells us about the benefits of 5G mobile internet. He says, lads, the download speeds are unreal.
They're unreal.
We didn't get to do Cian Ducrow's feet, where popular singer Cian Ducrow tells us that our earlier conversation about Botox, you know, the Brotox, it's inspired him to get a couple of injections to sort out the crow's feet around his eyes. Jesus, Cian, you're too young, man. Give another couple of years. And we didn't get to do colonoscopy Peter Crouch. Where footballing legend Peter Crouch tells us he's been hired to spread the message about the value of getting your colon checked in.
Colonoscopy Peter Crouch.
Tomorrow, the last word is on the way next. Have yourself a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.